Testing 1, 2. There we go. Testing. Yeah, here are mic volume levels are here. Yeah, okay. Doing a few sound checks here from Huntington Park. In just a moment or two, we will launch our webcast of state semifinal baseball from here at Huntington Park. Fort Loramie takes on Garfield Heights Trinity. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker. First pitch coming up at 10. Weather looks good. Cloudy skies overhead, a few peaks of sun. Rain chances dwindled down to 30%. There was some pre-dawn rain here in Columbus, but the tarp has been pulled back and the field is in excellent condition. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker. We will resume with our Van Halen instrumental jump leading up to some commercial announcements in advance of our pregame. High school baseball just around the corner here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We'll be right back. You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Good morning to all of you listeners. I'm Jack Kramer along with Matt Zerker speaking to you from Huntington Park in Columbus, Ohio, the scene of today's Division IV State Baseball Semifinal between the Fort Loramie Redskins, 25-6 on the year, and Garfield Heights Trinity, 22-3. It's overcast, a few sunbursts peeking through. The rain has passed us by, pre-dawn showers here in Columbus earlier, but they're gone. The rain opportunity has dwindled down to 30%. We expect temperatures in the low 80s by 11 o'clock this morning. It is humid. There is a breeze out of the northwest blowing toward the left field foul pole. Should be a heck of a game. Fort Loramie's robust hitting, averaging nearly 370 on the year in the Redskins' batting order against left-hander Jake Visha of Trinity, who posts a speed of nearly 90 miles an hour on occasion, pretty consistently upper 80s. Visha averaging 11 strikeouts per game. And Fort Loramie, Matt, with three hitters over 400, averaging 370 as a unit. It's going to be a battle of contrast. Can Fort Loramie connect against Jake Visha here today?
Well, Fort Loramie has seen some good pitchers all year, so we'll see what happens today against Trinity.
Head coach Jeff Sanders, in his first year guiding Fort Loramie, said during the week to the Sydney Daily News that Visha has been tough to prepare for. Fort Loramie's done some things in practices to try to get ready. One thing for sure, Matt, at this stage in the tournament, You cannot rely on hitting solely. Fort Loramie needs a well-pitched, well-defensed game today. You expect it to be moderately low-scoring, unlike the regional tournament at Springfield, when Fort Loramie drilled opposing pitchers for 30 hits and a grand total of 15 runs in beating Mr. 7-5 and Cincinnati Christian 8-7. The hitting for Fort Loramie is strong throughout the lineup. We've noticed in terms of batting averages that Trinity's hitters drop off toward the end of the order. That was Fort Loramie's strength in the regional tournament. The bottom three in the lineup for Fort Loramie was outstanding. Devin Werman at the bottom of the order was super. Mike Coyne was solid. Shane Hilgefort was very good. In fact, they combined for 8 hits in the regional championship game against Cincinnati Christian. I can't leave out C.J. Billing. He had 7 RBIs against Tri-County North in the district championship and 6 more, including a grand slam in the regional title game, the win over Cincinnati Christian. The bats of Fort Loramie, the pitching of Trinity. Trinity has won 16 of its last 17, Fort Loramie 19 of its last 21. No two hotter teams in the state in baseball heading into the state Final Four here today. This is the first game of the entire state tournament. Last year, Division IV played on Friday morning at 10 and Friday at noon, and then returned for the state championship on Saturday afternoon. This year, state semis on Thursday at 10 and noon, state championship game on Saturday morning at 10. The winner of this game will take on the winner of the next game here today, the other Division IV regional semifinal between White Oak and its opponent escapes me momentarily.
Hicksville, I believe, isn't it? Hicksville?
Hicksville, yep. Hicksville and White Oak. Hicksville ranked in the top 10 all year long. White Oak, among the leaders, finished at number 1 in the last regular season poll. Interesting matchup there between two top 10s. Fort Loramie, number 15 in the state in the last Associated Press poll. Meanwhile, Trinity somehow unranked all year long, despite the 22-3 record, having gone up against a mix of Division 1s, 2s, and 3s, having played Cleveland St. Ignatius right before the start of the tournament, dropped that game by a scant 2-1 margin. So Trinity is the real deal, and in terms of Jake Bishop, the powerful left-hander, no doubt the speediest thrower in terms of velocity that Fort Loramie will see all season long. And the rosters of both clubs being introduced in the moment. And again, a stiff breeze blowing out to the left field foul pole. Dimensions here at Huntington Park are unique. 318 down the right field line and a 23-foot wall at the foul pole down the right side of the field. It expands to 365 to right center, 400 to center, 405 to the deepest part of the park, center, left center, 365 in the power alley to left center, and 325 down the line in left. We'll hear from Wilson Health Sports Medicine and a couple other pregame sponsors. We'll be back in just a moment. Starting lineups, first pitch up next. It's Fort Loramie 25-6, Garfield Heights Trinity 22-3, Division IV State Semifinals. Jack with Matt here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later. cheerleader, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
It's the Division IV baseball state semifinal from here at Huntington Park in Columbus. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker once again. Thanks to our great underwriting sponsors for making this bonus webcast of high school baseball possible for you here today. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on the web with us. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, gratitude to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Well, by virtue of being on the top of the bracket pairing, according to the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Trinity is the home team and has taken the field first, and the Fort Loramie Redskins are ready to lead it off. Carter Mesher, hitting over 400 on the year, back from the right side, had a fine regional tournament. Left fielder steps in, swings and fouls a vicious fastball up and out of play to the right. Outfield straight away for Carter Mesher. Defensively for Trinity, the fine shortstop is senior Clay Anderson. He's flanked to his left by second baseman Johnny Costella. Second pitch by Vischa, again fouled. Straight back, and it's 0-2. Mesher trying to
Two good swings there to start off, both of them fouling him straight back.
Mesher trying to time up the throws of Vischa here at the outset of the game. Left foot and right foot even in the box for Mesher, who looks at a slider strike. Three called, inside corner at the knees. One up, one down for Fort Loramie. Two fastballs, and then either a cut fastball or a slider. Mesher fouled the first two off, then took strike three called. Dylan Alber is one of only two seniors in the starting lineup for Fort Loramie. Hits from the left side and looks at a vicious fastball a bit low, 1-0 on Albers. Albers, like Mesher, over 400 on the year. Swinging into action is Vischa. Fires a breaking pitch, fouled high in the air, off to the left. It gets behind the Fort Loramie dugout into the cheering section. 1-1 count on Albers. Good throng, attired in red and black, of course, from Fort Loramie here at Huntington Park for this game this morning.
Yeah, especially for a Thursday at 10 o'clock. Great crowd by Loramie.
Crowd about half the size from Garfield Heights Trinity down behind the first base dugout. Trinity's colors, blue and gray. They're attired in blue jerseys, gray pants. Fort Loramie, red and black. Black shirts, white pants, red trim. Here is the pitch on the plate. Albers cracked on the ground on three hops for the second baseman. It is gobbled up there by Costella. He wheeled to throw on to first in time to get Albers by a couple strides. Two up, two down for Fort Loramie here in the top of the first inning. Redskins defeated Ansonia in the sectional tournament 3-0, then knocked out Triad 6-1, defeated Tri-County North 11-7 to take the district, and won the regional tournament by defeating Minster 7-5 and Cincinnati Christian 8-7. Some late inning heroics by Fort Loramie in both games, tallying two in the top of the seventh to edge out Minster, and then coming from 4-0 down and 6-1 down in the late innings to beat Cincinnati Christian 8-7, cutting it from 6-1 to 6-5 on a C.J. Billing grand slam, then breaking a 6-all tie on a two-run single by Billing, and then had to thwart Cincinnati Christian's comeback in the top of the seventh when the Cougars, down by two, got a run to make it 8-7. Had the tying runner aboard for the last two outs. Third hitter for Fort Loramie is Billing. He's in the box with a 1-1 count and hits a cut fastball in the inside corner hard to the third baseman. He makes a diving stop off to his left. Great play, turned in at third. Nicely done by Zach Mamana. He scooped it, trapped it on a hop, and flipped on to first after righting himself to his knees. Fine defensive gem to end the top of the first. We played a half inning here at Huntington Park. Fort Loramie nothing, and Trinity coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker at Huntington Park in Columbus. Fort Loramie down in order in the top of the first. In this Division IV state baseball semifinal, good sign, though, Chuck. The Redskins did put the ball in play twice. Albers turned on a pitch from the left side of the plate, rammed it to the second baseman. C.J. Billing turned on a pitch from the right side of the plate and hit it hard to the third baseman. So against Vish's upper 80s velocity, the Redskins did put the ball in play. And the contact was very good after Mesher fanned to open the game.
And even Mesher had a couple of good foul balls there at the start. Like you said, it wasn't swinging and missing. It's not like they're being overmatched or something.
Right. Redskins defensively, C.J. Billing at third. Eli Rosengarten at short. Shane Hilgeford at second. Nathan Raderman at first. Jared Middendorf on the mound. Middendorf 6-2, a 2.8 ERA on the year. And he opens with an off-speed pitch to the leadoff batter, the DH, Ryan Foss, 5'9" right-handed batter, hitting 361 on the year. And he takes a second pitch off-speed outside, 2-0. Clay Anderson, the top hitter in the club at 487 for Trinity, bats second. Middendorf's 2-0 pitch is wild high, ball three. 3-0.
He's doing a good thing right now. He stepped off the mound, went to the back of the mound to collect himself. Hopefully he can start throwing some strikes here.
And you can bet Jared Middendorf is experiencing some nerves here at the start of the game as his first four hurls plateward are well out of the strike zone, and he has walked Foss, the DH, to open up the bottom of the first for Trinity. Clay Anderson, 487 on the year, 30 ribbies, 5'10" shortstop. While Fort Loramie starts two seniors, Trinity opens up six seniors in its starting lineup. Open stance for Anderson. Good lead for Foss at first. And Middendorf throws to first, almost airs one past Nathan Ratterman.
Great play by Ratterman there to save him, like you said, a wild throw. And with the foul territory here, that could have easily been a runner at third.
No doubt. If that ball ricochets down toward the bullpen, the runner on first could take two bases. Middendorf's first pitch to Anderson, low in the dirt, smothered by Darren Hoing behind the plate. Infield up at third, billing a couple steps on the cut of the grass. Shortstop for Fort Loramie, Eli Rosengarten, double play depth about 10 to 12 feet from the second base bag. As Anderson looks at a strike, that's the first strike thrown by Middendorf so far.
And hopefully that'll get him to settle down here a little bit.
1-1 count, throw to first, and Foss is back. Foss and Anderson, the top two men in the Trinity order, are the speediest players on this club, which is coached by Randy Rundgren. He, like Jeff Sanders, in his first year as the mentor of the program. Rundgren, an Hawaii high school baseball star who went on to play at Sacramento State in California. Here's a pitch off the mitt of Hoing, the catcher of Fort Loramie. It pops in the air behind him, and Foss scoots down to second easily.
It looked like Hoing had it. It was a high pitch, but then, like you said, it popped out of the glove and then went toward the backstop, and the runner ahead's to second.
And the count is two balls and a strike on Anderson. Trinity with a runner in scoring position, second base, none out, bottom of the first. Middendorf's got to make a big pitch here, or he falls behind 3-1. Rosengarten in behind Foss at second, trying to deke him into thinking a throw is coming. And now with the runner at second, Darren Hoing and Middendorf talk and perhaps alter signs. In the outfield, Devin Worman in right, Carter Mesher in left, Dylan Albers in center. Middendorf stretching, the left-hander spins that 6'3" frame around, and it's a number to third toward Billing, who fields in foul ground about 5 feet in front of the bag. And it's a 2-2 count. Middendorf needs a strikeout here. Runner at second. Of course, Anderson wants to put it in play, preferably to the right side, to move the runner along to third. No score, bottom of the first. Fort Loramie went out in order in the top of the first. Middendorf's fastball swung on and missed. He got him.
Well, nice comeback by Middendorf on that one.
Yeah.
Got down 2-0, had that wild pitch passball, however they want to call it, and came back with the strikeout.
And that was Middendorf's quickest pitch to the plate so far in this game, a high, hard one. Anderson climbed the ladder and whiffed. Danny Strink, 390 hitting left-handed batter, senior outfielder, plays left, tallest young man on this Trinity team, 6'3" tall, looks at a breaking ball from Middendorf way upstairs. Middendorf slightly open stance in the middle of the box, away from the plate. He flares a hard ground ball to third. Great play by Billing down to a knee. He smothers it, rights himself, and whips the throw to Ratterman for the out. That ball was tagged, but right at Billing, either side, 2 or 3 feet. It's a base hit, and Trinity's on the board.
And a really tough play coming off the left-handed bat. You never know, how it's going to spin, where it's going to go. Like I said, nice play by Billing on that one.
That ball was pasted. Nice defensive gem by Billing. Likewise, one turned in by the third baseman for Trinity, Michael Clancy, in the top of the first. Here's a big breaking pitch overhanded by Middendorf in for a strike.
It looks like Mittendorf just needed to get that first strike, that first out. Now he seems like he's relaxed and getting going out there now.
Senior first baseman Kevin McSweeney, 348 hitter on the year, looks at ball one, low and away. 1-1 on McSweeney. So after Trinity got a runner to second with none out, Mittendorf one out away from getting off the hook here in the bottom of the first inning. Mittendorf stretches, throws to McSweeney. He swings and skies one. It's way up in the atmosphere. Foul ground between home and first. Ratterman circles. He snares it for the out. Good play by Nathan Ratterman as he met Hoyne down the line about halfway in foul ground. And Mittendorf is through the bottom of the first after Trinity got the first runner aboard with a walk. He moved to second on a wild pitch, and that was it. Mittendorf settled down. Well pitched first for him. We played one here at Huntington Park. Fort Loramie nothing, Trinity nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Fort Loramie game sponsors Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at tomjerrys.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, all in Fort Loramie. Helping to bring you Fort Loramie baseball bonus coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com. State semifinal from here at Huntington Park. Redskins come calling here in the top of inning number two. Jared Middendorf, left-hand batting, left-hand throwing pitcher, steps in for the Redskins. A 1-1 count on him. And here's Vischa winding, pitching, changeup off speed, swing over the top of it, miss, strike two on Mittendorf. Mittendorf hit a ball down the right field line against Cincinnati Christian in Springfield, which would have been out of most high school parks. He hit it about 320 feet, caught on the warning track. Here, he swings and can't come up with it. He goes down on strikes, the second K for Vischa in four batters. Neither team with a hit yet. And here's Nathan Ratterman stepping in from the left side. Two straight left-handed hitters to start the second inning for Fort Loramie against the left-hand pitching of Vischa. 6-1 is Vischa, a 2 ERA on the year. Averages about 10 strikeouts a game. I should have said a 1.2 ERA for Vischa. The team as a whole has an ERA of just over 2. And the catcher for Trinity, John Alexic, goes to the mound, the senior catcher, to talk with Vischa. Ratterman back in the box, outfield, straight away in left and center, pretty deep and right for Nathan, who swings, and it's a line drive, foul, about 10 feet foul, over third down the left field line.
That's probably the fourth or fifth good foul ball they've had. Now they just need to time it up and get it fair.
Yep, it's all about timing. You've got to prepare for the fastball and then adjust against the off-speed when Vischa throws it. Here's the pitch to Ratterman. It is just below the knees, Looked like it caught the outside corner, but down in the zone. Matt, help me on the scoreboard. Balls and strikes, I'm having difficulty reading.
It's 2-1 right now. Now 3-1.
That pitch is way up out of the zone. The catcher, Alexic, leaped into the right-hand batter's box to spear it.
This has only thrown 6 balls, 3 right here to Ratterman.
Uh-huh. 3-1 count on Nathan. Slightly closed stance. Vicious fire. Swing by Ratterman late. It is up in the air to left, short left field. Left fielder in, shortstop out. Calling for it, Danny Strank. He's got it. The left fielder makes the play. 2 down for Fort Loramie here in the top of inning number 2.
Probably swung at ball 4 there. It was kind of up and outside. He had the fly ball to left. But the way that Vish has been throwing strikes, he probably felt that was a good pitch to hit.
Eli Rosengarten from the right side now for Fort Loramie. He looks at a fastball above the belt on the inside half for a strike. Nothing in one on Eli. Rosengarten swings and spanks a hard ground ball to second. To his right is the second sacker who fields on hop number 2. Rifles a throw to first base for the out. Good play by Costella. He's had a couple of assists already in this game. Vischa perfect through 2. Fort Loramie up and out. We go to the bottom of the second. Fort Loramie nothing. Trinity nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And we salute the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, shout-outs to them. Underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, along with Rushi's Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. The Jewelry Barn, managed by Jolene Renderly, will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, along with the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. And thank you, Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. John Alexic, the 335 hitting catcher, steps in, and he's ahead 2-0 on Middendorf. With action here now in the bottom of the second inning, 3-0, as that pitch by Jared is up and away.
Middendorf just having a hard time getting going in these first 2 innings. He threw 6 balls to start the first, and now he's with 3 balls here to start the second.
Yes, he walked the first batter for Trinity in the bottom of the first, and he's walked the first batter for Trinity here in the bottom of the second. Not a good recipe for success, allowing the first batter to reach with a free pass in the first 2 frames. Now let's see.
It looks like he's having a hard time getting comfortable out there. He's been really clawing at the mound with his spike and just can't seem to find a good, good set point.
Lighter hitting Johnny Costella, does square to bunt. Rolls one right out in front of the plate to the right. Good scoop on the play by Hoing. Hoing's only throw is to first, and he nails the runner there. Now the bunt was in order. Costella, a lighter hitter down at the bottom of the lineup, and he dropped one down. It didn't leave the dirt, in fact, the big circle around home plate. It wasn't going to roll foul. In fact, it almost come to a stop about 4 or 5 inches fair before Darren Hoing picked it up. So for the second straight inning, a runner at second for Trinity. And now Middendorf goes to work on the third hitter, and it's Jake Visha, Middendorf's counterpart, the opposing hurler for Trinity. Visha bats from the left as he throws. 6'1 junior looks at one up and away for a ball. Middendorf into the windup, comes plateward again, way up above the letters, 2-0. Middendorf wild high, not getting that good follow-through action with that left throwing arm. The 6'3" Middendorf into the stretch. Looks back at second, pitch to Visha in the dirt that time, and it's 3-0. 3-0 on Visha. Zach Mamana, 5'11", left-hand batting right fielder on deck. In fact, the next two hitters swing from the left side. Middendorf throws to Visha. Slider outside corner. Yes, it's a strike. 3-1 count on Visha. First base is open. But as I mentioned, the last three in the order for Trinity do swing from the left side of the plate. And climbing the ladder is Visha, and he whiffs on a high fastball. 3-2. Middendorf is back to a full count. Now, Matt, you go ahead and try to put him away. You pulled even in the count at 3-2.
See if he goes outside again like he did on that last pitch.
Hoeing sets up on the outside corner, and Middendorf misses upstairs. He walked him.
Middendorf's thrown 25 pitches so far, 9 for strikes.
Not a good ratio, to say the least. 3 walks so far for Middendorf, and Trinity's got 2 aboard with none out here in the bottom of the second. 2 runners on for Trinity. Left-hand batting, Zach Mamana. Close stance. Middendorf looks at both runners. Throws to Mamana, yes, on the inside corner at the thighs. It's a strike.
Middendorf needs to go after these 8-9 batters here coming up.
Indeed.
You want to get out of this inning before you get back up to the top of the order.
Mamana and DiPronio, both in the high 200s at the plate. And squaring to bunt is Mamana, does get a piece of it, loops it foul off to the left.
Interesting decision there on a one-strike pitch. Maybe to try to catch the Redskin defense off guard?
No doubt. That was a surprise effort by Trinity, attempting to fool Fort Loramie, which had Billing back even with the bag at third. Here's the two-strike pitch to Mamana. Swing and a miss. Another good fastball by Middendorf. He's made those good hard ones count so far in the first two frames.
Did a nice job going right after him on that one.
Well, Michael Clancy steps into bat. He is the DH for Jack DiPronio.
Oh, no, actually, he's playing third in this one.
I'm sorry. Clancy is playing third. We had thought in the pregame lineup that Clancy would be DH'd for by DiPronio, but a late switch. Clancy does hit, and he swings and misses on Middendorf's first fastball. Nothing and one on Clancy, who bats from the right side. Head coach Randy Rundgren trying to get another right-hand batter in there against the left-hand offerings of Middendorf. DiPronio, the center fielder, bats from the left side. He is being DH4 by Clancy, who looks at ball one just off the plate on the inside edge at the waist. 1-1. Middendorf looks at his runners at first and second. 2 out. The pitch to Clancy in the dirt, low and away. 2-1. You don't dare put him on and allow Trinity to turn the lineup around for leadoff man Ryan Foss. Here's the windup by Middendorf, the pitch to the plate. Way outside.
Needs to battle back here. You need to make this number 9 batter put the ball in play.
3 balls and a strike, right, Matt?
Yes.
3-1 pitch. Here's a big one by Middendorf. It's the action pitch. And he tries to force the hitter to swing, but he's way off target inside at the belt. And they're loaded. Trinity without a hit yet in this game, but 4 base runners thanks to free passes from Middendorf. And you're playing with fire here because Ryan Foss, a good inning leadoff batter, steps in. Where's 31 on his back? 5 feet, 9 inches tall. Bases full. Outfield at medium depth. Billing up at third. Here's the windup of Middendorf. Off-speed pitch in at the knees, a strike right over the heart of the plate.
He needed that first pitch strike right there.
You want to keep it down against Foss. Good contact hitter. Bases full, Middendorf winds. Slow breaking ball floating in and over. Strike two. Middendorf trying to come back here in the second like he did in the first. Trinity has gotten the bases loaded. Two out now. 0-2 on Foss. Outside target set up by Hoing. Middendorf misses it wide. A ball and two strikes. Boy, Middendorf.
It'll be interesting to see if they have a breaking ball or something like that. The confidence that they have in Hoing to be able to block it in the dirt and not have a wild pitch or a pass ball.
Middendorf sets up down on his knees. He's in a low crouch. Middendorf bounces it up there. It's 2-2. No place to put him. Bases are clogged with Trinity base runners thanks to three walks by Middendorf.
Need to make it happen right here. You don't want to go 3-2, have the base runners moving with two out.
You're right. Two balls, two strikes. Middendorf stretching. Peeks at first. Looks at third. Throws to Foss. Swing and a miss. He got him. It was out of the zone. Up and away. Good rising, tailing fastball from Jared Middendorf. And he gets out of hot water here in the bottom of the second inning. We've played two at Huntington Park. Division IV baseball state semifinal. Fort Loramie nothing. Trinity nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Kyler Ludlow up in Ypsilanti, Michigan, listening on scoresbroadcast.com. Kyler, a member of that 2007 state championship team. He played third base on that club. Jared Hoing, also a member of that team for Fort Loramie. He's playing pro ball over in South Korea right now. In fact, Jared was listening in the wee hours of the morning, Korean time, to our regional championship game last Friday. He and his family were tuned in from South Korea, the beauty and the power of the web, the internet. Scoresbroadcast.com. At CJ Billing blast. The grand slam against Cincinnati Christian was literally a shot heard round the world.
It's amazing. It's and just in such a short time, what, 10, 15, 20 years? It's just amazing what technology can do.
And Redskins have sent six up, and Visha has sent six back to the dugout, three via the strikeout route, or I should say two via K's. And Mike Hoing, the DH, big wide open stance, steps in to start the top of the third for Fort Loramie. And he swings and fouls it off out of play to the right.
Going into this inning, Middendorf had thrown 38 pitches, while Visha had only thrown 22. Lormy needs to get that pitch count bumped up.
Major contrast so far, although give Middendorf credit, despite some wildness, he's made good pitches and gotten strikeouts when he has needed them. Here's a high outside pitch to Hoing. And, Matt, that runs the count up to what?
3-2.
It is
second three-ball count.
It is full on Hoing. Vischa, quick worker. Winds, fires, fastball, swung on and whiffed at. It was up in the zone. Might have been ball four.
It's kind of similar to the one that Ratterman hit to left on probably a ball four, but the way he's been throwing strikes, you have to be aggressive up there.
That rising fastball is tantalizing. In the upper 80s is Vischa. And on the 3-2 pitch, Hoing couldn't get a piece of it. And he went down cutting. That is the third strikeout for Vischa in the initial seven hitters. And here's a fastball sailing up and over the head of the catcher. 1-0 on Devin Werman. Hoing, Werman, Hilgefort, outstanding hitting in the regional tournament. They provided a lot of oomph at the plate for the Redskins. Here's a swing by Werman, and he cranks up a line drive into left field between the third baseman and shortstop. A clean base knock for Werman. He picks right up where he left off in the regional.
Seems like Vischa so far this inning has been getting his pitches up compared to the first two innings. Let's see if Lormy can take advantage of that.
Also from the right side, like Werman, Shane Hilgefort, the second baseman, 44 on his back. He steps in. Open stance. Cocks the bat back, lead by Werman. Here's the pitch by Hoing. Here's a four-hopper to the shortstop. He gobbles it up, wheels the second for one. Return throw, yes, double play. That was a cinch twin killing. Hit to the shortstop about 7 or 8 feet to the left of the second base bag. Anderson made the play, flipped on to Costella, and then on to McSweeney with the relay, and Fort Loramie's up and out in the top of the third. We go to the bottom of the third of this Division IV baseball state semifinal, Fort Loramie nothing, Trinity nothing, on scorersbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Matt, Jack Kramer, and Matt Zerker. Matt filling in for Chuck McBee, who's back at his real job today from 8 to 5 in Piqua. Matt Zerker here with us after a trip to Idaho over the last week. You were there as the sports information man for the University of Northwestern in Lima.
Yes. Yep, I was there for 9 days for the NAIA World Series. The Racers making their first ever appearance in that tournament. Didn't go quite the way that they thought it was going to go. We won one game, but to make your first ever appearance after not being for sure if you were even going to make the tournament in the first place was quite a season. So it was a long trip. Not an easy way to get there. We had to do a two-hour van ride from Spokane down to Lewiston, but it was a great trip.
And I asked you if Lewiston, Idaho, was a suburb of Boise, Idaho, and you said, no, not really, about 4 to 5 hours apart.
Yeah, Idaho is thin between Washington and Montana, but the bottom is quite big.
Spacious. Leadoff hitter Clay Anderson for Trinity steps in, leading hitter on the club all year long, up around 480. Swings and lifts the second pitch to shallow center. Dylan Albers coming on for Fort Loramie, and he gathers it waist high for the out. One up, one down for Trinity here in the bottom of the third.
First time that Mid-Norvis retired the leadoff batter in the three innings.
And that's important. He's been throwing from behind, having walked four so far. And here's a pitch to Strink, and it's above his helmet. Left-hand batter stepping in against the left-hand offerings from Middendorf, who fires a breaking pitch low and away. One way inside, one way outside. Middendorf playing with fire here in the first two innings plus. Control not real sharp. Here's a late cut by Strink, and he rifles a hard ground ball fair. Inside the bag at third, C.J. Billing lunged to his right, couldn't get it. The ball rolls to left. Near the line, Carter Mesher fields and holds the batter runner to a single. Danny Strink with the second hit of this game, the first for Trinity.
Yeah, Carter Mesher did an outstanding job of getting to that ball right away and holding him to a single. That, I thought that was going to be a double coming off the bat.
Kevin McSweeney from the right side steps in now for Trinity, which tries to put a few hits together and notch the game's first run. Middendorf, good motion. High bouncing ball to Billing at third. He's got it. Throw to second, one. Relay back to first. Yes! A double play. Redskins return the favor. Trinity got the DP in the top of the third. And Fort Loramie with fine playmaking skills at third and second generates a double play to end the bottom of the third inning. Outstanding pivot out there at the second base bag by Shane Hilgefort. He was dealt a nice throw by C.J. Billing from third, and the batter runner was nipped by a stride at first. Three innings in the books. Division 4 baseball state semifinal from Huntington Park in Columbus. Fort Loramie nothing and Trinity nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
You've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing too. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, all over to go to Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com. Carter Mesher starts the top of the fourth inning for Fort Loramie. He ducks a pitch inside, then looks at a fastball on the outside half of the plate for strike one. 1-1 on Mesher. Redskins, unlike Trinity, have not gotten a first batter aboard so far in three frames. Mesher swings and gets the barrel on the ball, but hits a towering fly back of shortstop into left center, roaming in as the center fielder DiPronio, and he gloves it for the out for Trinity. He, the shortstop Anderson, and the left fielder Strink converged. It was DiPronio's ball, and he hauled it in, and Mesher, who struck out to lead off the game, is retired on a fly ball to center. Here's Dylan Albers to the plate. He cracked a ground ball to the second baseman for the second out for Fort Loramie in the top of the first. Albers looks at a fastball, yes, above the waist, outside half of the plate for a strike. Two hits in the game through three innings plus, one by each team. There's a ball just above the letters to Albers. 1-1 count.
Now going back to that last inning, Jack, it's amazing to get one double play, much less two. But it shows one of the benefits of playing in a AAA park. All the hops so far have been true. There's not been anything tricky. And I think that played a big role in both those double plays there in the third.
Yep, the bounces were perfect on those grounders, that's for sure. The ball's hard hit in each instant. But well played by the infielders. And as you said, Matt, true hops. And the double plays were turned rather easily. Two balls and a strike on Albers. He swings and he, too, hits a towering ball in the air. Middle of the diamond. Shortstop Anderson wanders in on the grass, and he reaches up and snatches it for the out. Two down. Well, the fastball by Vischa is not enabling the Fort Loramie hitters to get on top of it. Two balls skied in the air to start inning number four.
There's not been very many loud outs. It's been a lot of, like you said, either the strikeouts, routine ground balls, or pop-ups.
C.J. Billing hit the ball hard in the first inning for Fort Loramie. He pounded a grounder to the third baseman for Trinity, who made an excellent play. Billing looks at a ball, then swings over the top of a change, 1-1 on C.J. Billing. Boy, you get the feeling now, Matt, that a run in any way imaginable could very well decide this game. It's shaping up as a 1-0 or 2-1 game.
Yeah, the two hits that have come so far, they've been hard hit balls, but they've been few and far between.
Billing swings on the 1-1 pitch and sends a foul directly back to the screen, 1-2. 1-2 on C.J. Billing. Fantastic district and regional tournament for CJ at the plate. Outstanding 400 hitter. Swings it high. Fastball comes up empty. Good work by Vischa. Billing climbed the ladder. Might have been a bit out of the zone again. He could not get the bat on the ball. And that is strikeout number four for Vischa. One in each inning so far. We are right smack dab in the middle of this game. Middle of the fourth. Fort Loramie nothing. And Trinity nothing on scorersbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
Do you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, if you do, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. You'll get the tune-up your system needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These two pros are experts at servicing systems which need medical gas, backflow prevention, and hydronics technology. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243. 295-3243. On the web at tomjerrys.com. First hitter for Trinity here in the bottom of the fourth inning is the catcher, John Oleksik. And he smacks a ground ball and two big cherry hops to Hilgeford at second. He fields chest high, flips onto Ratterman, easy out to start the Trinity fourth. Middendorf trying to settle in now. He winds and fires to Johnny Costella, the second baseman for Trinity. Pitch is a little bit low for a ball. 1-0 on him. No score in this Division IV baseball state semifinal. Here's a ground ball bounced in the hole between third and short. Roaming to his right, the Fort Loramie shortstop, Eli Rosengarten. He gloves backhanded and shoots a throw to Ratterman and nipped him at first base by a step. Well done by the Fort Loramie infield again, Matt.
Yeah, and again, these hops have been right on. That one was a little more tricky than the ground ball to second to start the half inning, but I don't know if these plays would have been made on a normal high school field.
Well, the off-speed breaking stuff from Middendorf here in this inning has got the Trinity hitters batting over the top of the ball. Two ground outs to start the bottom of the fourth for the home team, Trinity. And the count is 2-0, two balls, no strikes on Jake Visha. The pitcher for Trinity who steps in, he swings from the left side as he throws.
Well, after having 38 pitches the first two innings, that right there for this called strike was pitch 50. So Middendorf has come a ways here since the second inning.
And Visha is at what, about 30, 35?
Yes.
Somewhere in that range. Outside corner pitch, a beauty by Middendorf. And then he comes back with one at the nearly the same spot. And it's judged by the umpire to be just off the plate outside. So the count is 3-1 on Visha. Two out for Trinity here in the bottom of the fourth. 3-1 pitch by Middendorf. Fastball swung on and missed for a strike. 3-2. Middendorf's off-speed stuff has been setting up the high hard one. And when Middendorf's had to go to the fastball in the low 80s, it's looked a lot faster. Here's the swing by Visha. A line drive to left center field, well hit. Off and running for Fort Loramie is Carter Mesher. He's got it on the dead run. Well done by Mesher in left center. If that gets by, it's a three-base hit all the way to the 365 marker. Good defense by the Redskins here in the fourth. We go to the fifth. Division IV state baseball semifinal from Huntington Park in Columbus. Fort Loramie nothing, Trinity nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com.
The Fort Loramie Redskins come batting here in the top of the fifth inning. It's a shutout performance by both pitchers. We played four innings. It's a hit apiece. A single by Devin Werman for Fort Loramie, a single by Danny Strink for Trinity, and that is it. Both pitchers have been sharp. Jared Middendorf settling in after some streaky wildness in the first two frames. Fort Loramie having won state championships in 2007, 2010, state runners-up in 1985. Meanwhile, Trinity in the state semis for the second time in school history, having been here in 1984. I mentioned Kyler Ludlow, a member of the 2007 state championship team for Fort Loramie, tuning in up in Ypsilanti, Michigan. He is employed at Eastern in the sports information department at Eastern Michigan University, and he has alerted us that he has heard from Jared Hoying in South Korea, and Jared Hoying at about midnight time in South Korea is on a bus listening via phone to scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you, Jared, for joining us and many others around the United States and around the world who've joined us for Fort Loramie baseball. Jared Middendorf leads off the top of the fifth inning for Fort Loramie, and he spanks a ground ball in the hole between first and second. To his left is Costello. On the run, he gloves in the web and loops a throw onto the first baseman for the out, and Middendorf is retired to start the Fort Loramie fifth. Middendorf, a strikeout, a ground out in two trips. Nathan Ratterman flew out to left back in the second. He steps in from the left side against the left-handed offerings of Vischa. First pitch low and away, a ball. Fort Loramie with one base runner, that in the third when Werman singled. He was promptly retired when Hilgefort wrapped into a short to second to first double play. A ball and a strike now on Ratterman. Outfield very deep and right for Nathan, who takes one up and away, ball two. 2-1 on him. Redskins need the good eye here. Don't go up and after a fastball out of the zone. Here's the pitch to Ratterman. Swung on late, looped in foul ground behind third, down at the end of the Fort Loramie dugout, and on the run, it's caught. Good play. Well done by Michael Clancy. And Ratterman is retired, fouling to third. Well, we've just heard from Jared Hoying via social media, who says, hey, fellas, listening to the game on the bus right now in South Korea. Thank you, Jared, and the many others who've joined us from West Central Ohio, outside the state of Ohio, throughout the U.S. and the world, via the internet here on scoresbroadcast.com. Two retired for Fort Loramie. Here's a well-hit ball to left center. It might drop in for a base hit off the bat of Rosengarten, and it does. A single between the left fielder Strink and the center fielder DiPronio, and Rosengarten is aboard with a two-out base hit. Let's see if head coach Jeff Sanders has a game on here. Perhaps Rosengarten, who runs well, might be going. Mike Hoying at the plate. He struck out to start the third. Rosengarten now 1-for-2. Here's the pitch to Hoying. It's high for a ball.
It's probably a good time to test out the arm of Olesik.
Olesik?
Yes. Probably a good time right now. If he gets thrown out, then you start the inning.
Olesik, the senior catcher. Check swing. It's a strike on Hoying. 1-1. Boy, Vischa really pops the mitt with that fastball. Rosengarten, a four-step lead at first. Stretched by Vischa. Will he throw over? Nope. Comes plateward. High and away. 2-1. Hoying ahead in the count. Hoying, Werman, and Hilgefort, that trio at the bottom of the lineup, was very productive in the regional tournament for the Redskins. Here's a Vischa throw on to first. Rosengarten back. This is a hitter's pitch. If Rosengarten's going to run, you might think he would go on a pitch where Vish is likely to throw a strike. The throw to Hoying. It is on the letters, inside corner, strike called. Borderline, and Vischa got the benefit. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Hoying. A look at Rosengarten. Outfield deep around to the left. Hoying fouls to the screen, still 2-2.
Rosengarten's not been able to get much of a read on Vischa.
He's
actually been going back a couple times when he's delivered the pitch.
You'd like to think a double in the gap would score Rosengarten with two out, but as Matt noted, not a big lead. Here's Rosengarten going. Pitch is high and away. Rosengarten's got it beat. He's safe at second base. Good jump by Eli as he sized up Vischa, the pitcher, and ran on him here on a 2-2 pitch, which was wild out of the zone. Very good pitch on which to take a chance. Wasn't close to the strike zone. 3-2 here to Hoying. A base hit might put the Redskins on top. Vischa into the windup. The pitch very high up out of the zone. Ball four. He lost him. And here's Devin Werman, who singled for the Redskins in the third. He's got one of Fort Loramie's two base wraps. Two on for the Redskins, two out, top of the fifth, no score. Rosengarten at second, Hoying at first. Here's the pitch, inside corner, yes, it's a strike.
Home plate umpire Donald Matsyev has called a few of those inside today.
He's been a pitcher's umpire so far. Good lead by Rosengarten at second. In fact, he wandered off too far, causing Vischa, the left-hand pitcher for Trinity, to step off the mound.
Maybe that'll be enough of a distraction to give Werman here a pitch to hit.
Pitch to Devin. Swung on, lifted in the air, way up. It's a skyscraper down in the bullpen in right field. The first baseman follows it, and he tracks it down. McSweeney makes the play. The catch by Trinity in foul territory, far beyond beyond first, near the home plate in the right field bullpen. As cutting late was Werman, he fouls out to the first baseman for the Trojans. And we played four and a half. We moved to the bottom of the fifth as Trinity snuffs out the Fort Loramie threat in the top of the fifth. No score on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Oh, we'd like to say hello to Carl Arnes at Brookins in Fort Loramie. He has texted us to let us know he has joined us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Carl Arnes now running the show at Brookins. It's got the same fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Carl has tweaked the menu just a little bit. You'll have to come in and check it out. Carl is now the man at Brookins after a dozen outstanding years, turned in by Dale and Joyce Barhorst at Brookins in Fort Loramie, where the roasted chicken dinners are superb, plus many fine specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Trinity starts the bottom of the fifth with a ringing double to left center field. That ball is well hit off the bat of Zach Mamana. He cranked up on one and belted one to the left of Fort Loramie's left fielder. Running hard for that ball was Carter Mesher, but he couldn't catch up to it. The ball didn't get to the warning track, but it's an easy two-bagger for Mamana. And posing a serious threat here in the bottom of the fifth is Trinity, with the game tied at nothing-nothing.
I'm sure Clancy will be up here to bunt, here being the nine batter.
Michael Clancy squares against the offering of Middendorf. He looks at it high for a ball. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating quite like it. Your food is always cooked fresh. Enjoy an appetizer while your food is cooking up tasty and warm for you. Brookins, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, no place at all like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, BRUCKENS-USA.com. Here's a bunt down the third baseline by Trinity, and Fort Loramie throws it away at first. It's in the right field corner. Well done, McClancy. And the runner, who was at second, scoots around third. He comes home easily with the game's only run so far. And the batter runner, Clancy, turns at first and wheels on into second. Billing would have gotten the runner, I think, at first with a good throw. It was to the home plate side of the bag. Ratterman came off. The runner was getting there at just about the time the ball was. I think he would have been nipped by at least a half step, no more, but would have been out. But Ratterman could not struggle off the bag and fight his way through the runner to get to the errant throw.
Yeah, they just scored that one, like you said, an error, no hit on the play. So it'll be a sacrifice for Clancy, and then he gets to second on the error, and the run scores on the play.
So Momana's double starts a rally for Trinity here in the bottom of the fifth inning, a two-bagger for Momana. A well-done butt by Clancy up the third baseline. Beautifully placed. Fine bunt by him. And Billing got the ball cleanly, but his rush throw missed the mark at first. And as a result of the throwing error, the runner on second is able to advance then from third to home. Down at second goes the batter runner, Clancy. And the lineup turns for leadoff man Ryan Foss. And Trinity's on the board, breaking a scoreless tie. It's 1-0 Trinity here in the bottom of the fifth. Middendorf throws to Foss, who bunts the second straight time, foul off to the left.
Yeah, they're definitely wanting to advance Clancy to third and try to get that second run, especially here in the bottom of the fifth. A 2-0 lead could be enough.
Exactly. I was talking about Brookins' terrific food, and it is great. You've got to taste it and find out what I'm talking about. Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. It's also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. And how about that pork chop special on Saturday nights at Brookins? Carl Arnes, the man in charge. Menu's been tweaked, but it's the same outstanding food and family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Here's a bounce out, third to first. Momana with two strikes on him was swinging away and chopped it to C.J. Billing, who cut in front of Rosengarten, made the play, and zipped a throw to Ratterman at first. Runner holds at second, one down.
That's the most important part. The runner is still at second.
Clay Anderson, top hitter on this team, well over 450 on the year, bats from the right side. Middendorf with first base open, throws to Anderson. It is a curveball, doesn't break enough, and hangs outside.
Yeah, that was the type of ground ball that if Billing doesn't get it, it probably goes as a hit.
No question. Yeah, Rosengarten at deep short was not going to get him at first. Here's the pitch on the plate to Anderson. He swings and belts a line drive into left center field. It's between Mesher and Albers. Albers cuts it off. Here's a throw to the plate. The relay is in time. They nipped him. What a play by Fort Loramie, which aside from the error in this inning has been superb defensively. That was Albers who wound up fielding the ball,
yes,
right,
Matt? In center field and threw a perfect strike over to shortstop Eli Rosengarten, who also threw a strike, then to Darren Hoying for the easy out at the plate.
Wow, would have thought that Momana could have scored easily on what was a lengthy single up the gap in left center. Albers with good speed cut it off. Two perfect throws. I don't think Momana got down very well sliding at the plate, did he, Matt?
No.
He was pretty much upright. And he was tagged out as he was entering the right-hand batter's box. Now, the young man who singled did go down to second on the throw to the plate. Two out now for Trinity, a run in still. Runner at second, two gone. Clay Anderson with a single. And it was Clancy, not Momana. Clancy, who had been safe on the sacrifice earlier in this inning. It was Momana thrown out at the plate. As Strank, who owns a single and two trips, steps in. And he's ahead in the count. Two balls, no strikes. First base is open for Middendorf against Strank, who's the third best hitter in this Trinity lineup. And he looks at ball three wide. Middendorf may just go ahead and put him on. And just as I say that, head coach Jeff Sanders for Fort Loramie steps out of the dugout and motions the free pass to first. So Strink trots on down, and Kevin McSweeney, the first baseman.
So the Trojans have had a double to left center, a single, there's been an error, and now been an intentional walk. If the Redskins can get out of this with only one run, that would be quite an effort.
Yeah, it would be a reprieve of sorts. And here's a pass ball. Middendorf fires inside off the plate. Hoying can't get it trapped there in the right-hand batter's box. It rolls away from him behind toward the screen, and the runners advance. Not sure that was necessarily a wild pitch. I'm unofficial. Matt and I look at each other. I think it was...
I didn't get a good look at the play, so...
I would score to pass ball. We have had a wild pitch in this game. A pinch runner now for Trinity out at second base. It is 1-0 in favor of Trinity here in the bottom of the fifth. Redskins will have six outs remaining. Runners at second and third now for Trinity with two down in the last half of the fifth inning.
Noah Salem is the pinch runner at second.
Noah Salem in off the bench, running at second, and Middendorf's got to hold the opponent at bay right here. You cannot allow this 1-0 lead to expand to 3-0. Bottom of the fifth, 1-0 Trinity. Fort Loramie's Middendorf into the stretch, looks at his runners, throws to McSweeney, and it's high and away. And it is 2-0 on McSweeney. Alexic is on deck. Visha has been masterful on the mound for Trinity. The left-hand hurler has K'd four, has given up two base hits. Here's a late swing and a foul into the screen between first and home. Two balls and a strike on McSweeney. McSweeney has popped to first. Grounded into a third to second to first double play in two trips. He's got a couple in scoring position. Middendorf throws to McSweeney, who rips a foul to the screen. 2-2, Middendorf back even. Some peaks of sun earlier have given way to overcast skies. Slight threat of rain. Quite a bit of rain late yesterday and pre-dawn here in Columbus. But the rain chances dwindled down to 30 or 40% for this afternoon. Big pitch to McSweeney. He turns on an inside curve and cranks it foul into the Fort Loramie dugout alongside third. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Middendorf has got to stall this rally at this point. One run's already scored. Fort Loramie's got to come to bat in the top of the sixth, trailing by only one. You sense the way Visha is throwing, Matt, even a single run may be very hard to come by.
Especially with just two innings to go.
Yep, Fort Loramie down to six outs in this Division IV state semifinal. 1-0 lead, Trinity. Two balls, two strikes on McSweeney. Here's a slow breaking ball. Yes, he got him swinging. What a pitch by Middendorf. He snapped off the curve. What a hook. McSweeney ripped at it over top. Didn't get a piece of it. He's out on strikes. So the Redskins survive further damage. Trinity, though, takes the lead. We go to the sixth. Fort Loramie down a run on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. Lacal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, Lacal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
A very wide array of new furniture and mattresses available for you to explore at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Go to the website for even more savings. Take advantage of coupons there at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Route 47, that's West Michigan Avenue, west of I-75 in Sydney. High quality furniture priced just right. You'll be amazed. Goffney Furniture has superb furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. And take advantage of the room design service at Goffney. Guarantees and warranties aplenty at Goffney Furniture. Excellent delivery on time. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. You will like what you see. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. Again, go to the website for even more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Redskins batting, top of the sixth inning, down a run. Shane Hilgefort hitting, and he's ahead in the count. Two balls and a strike, 2-1 against the left-handed offerings of Jake Bishop, who's thrown five excellent frames so far. Swing by Hilgefort. He tattoos one to right, but unfortunately, it's right at the right fielder who snaps at it head high. He's got it for the out. That ball was drilled by Hilgefort. He got a good piece of the fastball. Hit it late, but right on the button. The right fielder hardly had to move for Trinity. It was caught by Mamana in right. Hilgefort's retired. One down for Fort Loramie. Here's a bunt by Carter Mesher. He pops it up to the right of the mound. Here is Vischa, makes a big dive for it. It's off his mitt. It hit the tip end of his glove. Rolled toward the first baseman. No play. Mesher on. That's a bunt single. I like it. Mesher getting on any way he can.
Not the prettiest bunt single in the world, but it does the job. It hung up there enough that Vischa thought he had a chance to grab it. But like you said, it went off his glove, and it's a bunt single.
Base hit for Carter Mesher. Hit number three for Fort Loramie in this game. Carter with a nice lead at first. Dylan Albers steps in. Tying run for Fort Loramie is on. Albers looks at a pitch up. It's a ball.
Will they try to run with Mesher like they did earlier with Rosengren, I believe, right? Yes.
Here's the stretch by Vischa. Oh, great jump by Mesher. They'll never get him. The pitch is high. Mesher read Vischa beautifully. Vischa should have thrown over or stepped off. And on the high pitch to Albers, Mesher is in comfortably at second base. No tag was even applied.
No need to even really slide on that, even though he did. But and so now they're going to come out for a visit.
2-0 on Albers. And head coach Randy Rundgren from Trinity strolls to the mound, and let's see what's in order. Interesting strategy developing at the moment. It's a good idea to get those new tires to grip the road firmly. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is the place to go. A huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Complete automotive and light truck repair, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery also. Your one-stop auto repair shop, M&A Muffler and Tires. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
They say coach probably just came out there to settle him down a little bit, probably told him, hey, we got an out. They still need a hit to get the run. Don't worry so much about the runner at second.
Dylan Albers looks at a fastball. It is inside. It didn't catch the corner above the waist. First base is open. The count now is officially 3-0 on Dylan.
Yes, 3-0.
Three balls, no strikes. Redskins down one. One on, one out. Albers, open stance at the plate. And before Vischa started his delivery homeward, Albers signaled with a left hand. He wanted time. He got it from the plate umpire. Albers back in. Vischa fires. Fastball. Yes. Above the belt. Middle of the plate. 3-1. One out. A runner at second in the person of Carter Mesher for Fort Loramie. 1-0 Trinity. Top of the sixth. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Albers. Vischa looks back at Mesher. Throws almost a wild one behind the shortstop, who lunged toward third base to get a glove on it.
Mesher's definitely been a distraction there at second. He's been inching off the base, and that time, like you said, almost a wild throw.
You can score from third with less than two outs so many ways. Lead by Mesher. 3-1 pitch upcoming to Albers. Swung on. Very high fly ball to the shortstop. It's on the dirt. It's in the infield. Clay Anderson strolls off to his right. Now much closer to the third base bag, sends the third baseman away and catches for the routine out. So Albers has popped to short twice in this game, grounded out second to first. He's made contact all three trips.
It's going to be very interesting to see what Trinity does with Billing here.
Yes. C.J. Billing.
Have they done their homework?
He has been outstanding here in the tournament. Fine hitting campaign all year long. Open stance, two out, runner at second. Pitch to Billing. It's drilled hard to center field. The center fielder is on his way back. He's at the warning track. He can't get it. The game is tied. Billing may have a three-bagger. He turns second, wheels to third. He is parked at third base. C.J. Billing, the hitting hero again for Fort Loramie. C.J. corked one about 400 feet to straightaway center over the top of Jack DiPronio, the center fielder. He was playing Billing, Matt, only about, 295, 300 from home?
Something like that. Not very deep.
Not deep enough. Billing made him pay. And hearkening back to your comment, Matt, head coach Randy Rundgren of Trinity would like to rethink that strategy. First base was open. Yes, that would be the go-ahead run if you put him on. But C.J. Billing, the hottest hitter for the Redskins, especially late in the season, was at the plate, and Trinity elected to throw to him, and Billing capitalized with a scorching triple to center. And now the Redskins had the go-ahead run at third, just 90 feet away. We're tied at one in the sixth. Jared Middendorf is at the plate.
I'm almost surprised they didn't put Billing on.
Oh, I am too.
In that spot.
Oh, I'd agree.
I know you don't want to put the potential go-ahead run on, but it would have set up a force out. It makes Middendorf beat you, but we'll never know.
No question. If it's a much lighter hitter, yeah, you pitch to him. Middendorf is ahead of the count 2-0 as Vischa misses on a couple of throws low, and then Middendorf towers a foul pop out of play to her left. 2-1 on Middendorf, who has K'd and bounced to second. An infield single, a pass ball, a wild pitch, an error. Anything of that ilk gets in the go-ahead run. We're in the top of the sixth. Fort Loramie is drawn even on a clutch two-out triple from C.J. Billing. The pitch to Middendorf is looped foul down the left field line, curling out of play. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Well, Trinity lost the 1-0 lead it earned in the bottom of the fifth thanks to a three-bagger off the bat of C.J. Billing. What a blast to deep center. 2-2 pitch to Middendorf. High and away, ball three.
Ratterman now up to 77 now for Vischa.
Ratterman on deck. Nearly 80 pitches thrown by Vischa as Fort Loramie works his pitch count up. 3-2 pitch to Middendorf. Here it comes. It is inside. It missed the strike zone. Vischa, the pitcher, not happy with the call. In fact, he jumped up and down a couple times like he was on a mini trampoline out there on the mound. I don't think the umpire particularly cared for it. And Fort Loramie now has runners at first and third with two men out here in the top of the sixth. And here comes Jeff Sanders out of the dugout for Fort Loramie. Pinch runner for Fort Loramie in place of Middendorf at first.
Looks like Kaiser is the pinch runner.
Yep, Kaiser with good wheels, pinch running. Kaiser at first base for the Redskins. Joel Kaiser, sophomore outfielder. He's at first. You never know.
Let's see, if the count doesn't go in Ratterman's favor, would Loramie try to steal a run here?
Here is the pitch to Ratterman. Swung on, belted hard to left field. The left fielder in toward the line on the run. Got it for the out. Ratterman bidding to send the Redskins ahead is robbed in left. Good play by Strink. Fort Loramie does get even. Oh, we've got a thriller. Bottom of the sixth inning here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Fort Loramie 1, Trinity 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
We have a brand new ball game. Fort Loramie 1, Trinity 1. The Trojans coming to bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Redskins tied the count in the top of the sixth on a triple to deep center field. It rolled to the warning track off the bat of C.J. Billing, scoring Carter Mesher. Redskins were denied at an additional run as the ball hit hard off the bat of Ratterman to left, was speared by the Trinity left fielder as he was zooming toward the left field foul line. But the Redskins are even, and Middendorf tries to snuff out Trinity here in the bottom of the sixth, enabling the Redskins to get the game winner in the top of the seventh. John Alexic, the catcher for Trinity, is down a strike to start the bottom of the sixth inning. He swings late. It's a fly ball, pretty deep right field. Devin Werman retreats, and he's got it for the out. Ball was hit on the button, but Werman had Alexic played well. And right in his tracks, after retreating a couple of hops, Werman picked it off. One down for Trinity in the last of the sixth inning.
There wasn't much play in the outfield the first three, four innings, but it sure has picked up here in the last two.
Here comes Johnny Costella, the second baseman for Trinity. He's been active down at second base defensively. He looks at a slow inside curveball from Middendorf, ball one. Thank you so much, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And thank you, the in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it is out of this world. Plus, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Here's a foul at the plate off the bat of Costella. He swings on this one and wraps a ground ball to short second, charging Hilgefort. He scoops it up, flips onto Ratterman, out at first base. First two retired by the pitcher Middendorf of Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Trinity's Alexic hits a line fly to right. It's caught by Werman, and then Costella is out. He'll go for it to Ratterman, two down. And here comes Vischa, the left-hand batting pitcher for Trinity. He's up against Middendorf, who fires a fastball. Vischa goes up after it, and he can't connect. He's down a strike.
I've been very impressed this whole game so far with the defense on both sides. You would think being a state semifinal, never playing on this field, you figure guys would be nervous. But there's been all kinds of great plays here so far. And other than kind of the rush throw by Billing, there's been no errors. It's been a well-played game.
Middendorf perhaps experienced some nerves very early in this game. Walked four in less than two innings. Didn't give up a run in those two frames. Had some wildness early, but he settled down. And his count here is a ball and two strikes. He is ahead of his opposing pitcher, Vischa. 1-1 tie, bottom of the sixth. Two out for Trinity. Middendorf's 1-2 effort comes plateward. It is outside. The Fort Loramie infielders came wandering toward the dugout several steps.
Just like Trinity did in the top of the inning.
I've got a pretty good vantage point here, Matt. It did appear to be off the plate.
I thought it was a little bit outside also.
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Middendorf to Vischa with two out and none on. Swing and a miss. He got him. Good pitch by Middendorf. He blazed a trail, a fastball, right down the pipe. And Vischer was late on it. Six innings in the books. Can Fort Loramie get the game winner home here in the top of the seventh? Redskins come batting. It is Fort Loramie 1, Trinity 1. Top of inning number 7, Huntington Park in Columbus. D4 baseball state semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Well, unlike the bottom of the order for Trinity, Fort Loramie's last few hitters in the lineup have got some heavy bats. The bottom of the lineup, perhaps the weak link for Trinity offensively. Not so for Fort Loramie. The Redskins bring up Rosengarten, who's got a hit in this game. Mike Hoying, who's got a walk. Devin Werman, who's got a hit in this game. Those are the 1-2-3 hitters for the Redskins in the top of the seventh, who try to break the 1-1 tie and advance to the state championship on Saturday morning at 10 against the Hicksville White Oak winner. That game follows this one here at Huntington Park. Oh, what a comeback pitching effort by Middendorf for Fort Loramie. He staggered a bit, wavering in the first two innings with control. He settled in and thrown fine. Vischa winds, fires, and he whips a fastball on the inside corner to Rosengarten for a strike called. Vischa winding. 0-1 throw is below the knees. 1-1 on Rosengarten.
Rosengarten just looking for a way to get on.
Yep, just like Carter Mesher in the top of the sixth for Fort Loramie, who hit a pop-up bunt that the pitcher couldn't catch. Here's a blooper, short right field. Off the bat of Rosengarten. Second baseman out. Right fielder coming in, and he spears it on the run. Mimana on the catch. Rosengarten retired on the flare to short right. And here's Mike Hoying. Hoying with a strikeout and a walk. Open stance. Vischa pitches above Hoying's head. One ball, no strikes. Game is even up at one. Trinity broke the scoreless deadlock with a run in the bottom of the fifth. Fort Loramie answered in the top of the sixth. A bunt single by Mesher after a steal of second. He was tripled in easily to deep center. Billing powered one over the center fielder's head. It rolled to the warning track in front of the 400-foot sign. Simply put, Trinity should not have pitched to Billing, then didn't respect him well enough in the outfield and played him too shallow. And he capitalized, made Trinity pay. C.J. Billing, red-hot hitter for the Redskins.
Looks like the sun is trying to make its way out.
It sure is. Sunshine filtering through here now. Here's the pitch to Hoying, 2-1 variety, and it plucks him on the left chin. Well inside. It got a piece of him. And in response to what Matt said just seconds ago, Hoying does find a way to get on first. He takes one for the team.
I don't know if that's what he had in mind with getting hit by the pitch, but it does the job. And now the Redskins will have another pinch runner.
Yes. Hoying will come off the field. Is this Barhorst, maybe?
Yes.
So Kaiser was a pinch runner for Middendorf in the previous frame. Joel Kaiser came on. And the designated pinch runner here in this inning is Ben Barhorst, a speedy outfielder, a junior.
I bring up the sun coming out, and actually the breeze has picked up a little too. Will that play a factor here on a ball here in the late innings?
Never know. Wind blowing out to the left field corner, sun overhead, a high sky now. Clouds have cleared off to the east. Fort Loramie with the go-ahead run at first, one out here in the top of the seventh inning. Here's Devin Werman. And Vischa not finding the strike zone on a regular basis like he was earlier in the game, falling behind, misses upstairs.
He's up to 88 pitches now.
1-0 on Werman. Barhorst with a lead at first. Vischa looks that way. Pitches to Werman way up and in under his chin, 2-0.
And it seems like he's struggled once Lormie's had runners on. The thing is, Loramie hasn't had a whole lot of runners on.
Shane Hilgefort on deck to be followed by Carter Mesher. Squaring to bunt in an attempt to distract the pitcher is the Fort Loramie batter, Werman. Vischa instead flips on to first. Barhorst at first. First baseman holds, obviously. Shortstop cheats toward the bag at second. Here's the pitch to Werman. Brings the bat back and takes it above the letters, and it's 3-0. I think you take here on 3-0 to try to move that go-ahead run along to second with a free pass.
Especially when he struggled to throw strikes.
Open stance, Werman, and Vischa misses the strike zone to 3 feet. He is tiring. Fatigue setting in for Jake Vischa, the outstanding pitcher for Trinity. And Randy Rundgren, the head coach, strolls to the mound. Randy Rundgren, a fine high school baseball player in the state of Hawaii, then went on to star at Sacramento State. Interesting development here. Does Rundgren take the ball from Vischa?
They're making some kind of change because somebody just came onto the field. Yeah. They're shuffling around. He's out of there.
He could go to the bullpen. He does. A new player has entered the diamond from the bench, and Jake Vischa throws 6 1/3 stellar innings here against Fort Loramie, but leaves here in the top of the seventh with one out and two on. Redskins with a serious threat to take the lead in this game. Oh, we'd like to thank the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, established in 2011. It's the gem of Rushi, Ohio, certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and in color stone grading, also certified in jewelry repair. Drop in and see Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn and tell Jolene you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Phone 526-5557. That's 526-5557.
Clay Anderson, the shortstop for the game here so far, now into pitch for Trinity.
Anderson, the shortstop, steps on the mound in relief of Visha. Very good arm. Anderson, one of six senior starters for Trinity, is on to hurl here in the top of the seventh inning. Redskins have a runner at first, a runner at second, only one out. And Shane Hilgefort is up. Carter Mesher to follow. Redskins with a superb hitting lineup. Anyone in the order can crack a base knock here to put the Redskins in the lead. It's up to Hilgefort and Mesher. One of the two needs to get the job done. Anderson, a right-hander on. Redskins with pinch runners aboard. Here's the pitch to the plate. Oh, it's a low one by Anderson. It skips by the catcher. Rolls over toward the dugout of Trinity along the first base side. And both runners advance easily. No throw to either bag. That pitch was on the ground. It looked like it was at the feet of the catcher. Not sure if that's a wild pitch or a pass ball. Probably a wild pitch on the relief man, Anderson. Now the Redskins had the go-ahead run at first. The pitch to Hilgefort. A line fly to right field. The right fielder on makes a running catch near the line. And airborne's a throw over the head of the catcher. The Redskins take the lead. And the runner on second for Fort Loramie tags and moves to third. And Fort Loramie's up 2-1. What a comeback for the Redskins. That's been Fort Loramie's trademark here in the tournament. Breaking a late 5-5 tie against Minster to win it with two in the seventh. Coming from 4-0 down and 6-1 down to overtake Cincinnati Christian 8-7. Now Carter Mesher is up with two out. He swings late, loops one down the right field line in the corner. And it is a foul ball. Boy, the right fielder gave chase just as he did on Werman's line fly to right. Ball was caught by the right fielder, but boy, he displayed an inaccurate arm as he hit the backstop on one bounce.
Yeah, the Trojans did a nice job of backing up the play. The first baseman came in and covered the plate. There was no way that the second runner could score on that one.
Here is Mesher looking at one up and in. One ball, one strike on Mesher. An insurance add-on run at third. It's big. Redskins would love to plate that one. Two outs. Pitch to Mesher. Swung on. Ground ball to third. Third baseman gloves. Mesher speeding down the line. It's a wide throw. The first baseman's got his toe on the bag. And it's an out at first base. Oh, the Redskins wanted the safe call. Didn't get it.
Outstanding play by Kevin McSweeney there at first base.
McSweeney saved another run. In fact, if he doesn't catch it, if he doesn't get it stopped, who knows? Mesher might wind up at third on that play. But McSweeney, with a terrific stretch to the outfield side, speared the ball, kept a toe on the bag, and the Redskins are out in the top of the seventh, but not before Fort Loramie takes a 2-1 lead. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Trinity coming to bat to try to tie or win the game. Redskins want to stop them cold and advance on to the state championship on Saturday at 10. 2-1 Skins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Trinity down a run to Fort Loramie, 2-1. That was Devin Werman who cranked up the sack fly, right, Matt?
Yes.
Werman with the deciding hit, It was a fly ball caught in medium deep right field. Leadoff batter Trinity, bottom of the seventh, wraps a hard ground ball to Rosengarten. Rosengarten in, gobbles it up, shoots it to Ratterman. Yes, out at first base.
Actually, correction, it was Hilgerfort with the sack fly. Hoying was hit by a pitch, then Werman walked the wild pitch, and then Hilgerfort with the sack fly.
Exactly. I was second-guessing myself. Big sack fly by Hilgerfort to right, the nine-hitter producing for the Redskins, and Trinity is down to two outs.
Very surprising to see Trinity so aggressive here at the plate. I thought maybe the eight batter would maybe try to work a walk so that way then Clancy can sacrifice here, but he swung at the first pitch and an easy ground ball to short.
Right, I'm a little astonished too. Here's a check swing, one hopper back to Middendorf. Easy play, on to Ratterman, out again. Two away. Two quick outs for Trinity here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
To be able to take the lead in the top of the seventh and then get the first two outs on three pitches. You can't ask for much more if you're Loramie.
Oh, what a comeback pitching effort by Jared Middendorf of Fort Loramie. Struggled early with his command. He's really sharpened up his game. Two outs for Trinity here in the bottom of the seventh inning. We're back to the top. The DH, Ryan Foss, he looks at a pitch in under his knees for ball one.
Middendorf now at 85 pitches. Remember that we talked in the second. He had 38 pitches.
Just high and away.
An incredible five innings there.
Yep, 2-0. What a flip-flop. Vicious pitch count. Then began to soar. Right. He wound up throwing more pitches than Middendorf, who got behind batters early in the game. His pitch count increased quickly in the first few frames.
Yeah, I think Vish ended up with like 91, 92 pitches. And Middendorf right now is at 87.
Yep, and then the
with an out to go.
Pitching direction of both young men on the mound reversed itself. Here's the one ball, one strike count. It's high to the leadoff batter, Foss.
It's now three balls, one strike.
3-1. I said it was a 1-1 pitch. It was a 2-1 pitch. 3-1 on Foss. Middendorf does not want to put the tying run on with a free pass. And he throws a letter high strike. He got the call. 3-2. Redskin faithful behind the Fort Loramie dugout. On their feet collectively. Clapping in unison. 3-2 pitch by Middendorf to Foss. This could be the game winner for the Redskins. Middendorf fires. Foul to the screen.
It's always tough to get that final out. Doesn't matter if you're at the World Series in Lewiston, Idaho, where you have to get the 27th out.
Yeah.
Or if you're here in Columbus, Ohio at Huntington Park in the Division IV state semifinals, it's always tough to get that final out.
And Darren Hoying, the catcher, hears you, Matt. He's gone to the mound to have a little chat with Middendorf about this next 3-2 offering. No one on for Trinity. Fort Loramie with a tying run in the top of the sixth. A go-ahead run in the top of the seventh is one pitch away from advancing to the state championship. The swing by Foss, a ground ball to third. It is foul to the left of the bag. C.J. Billing chased it. Not sure he would have been able to retire Foss unless he made a neat backhand stab behind the bag. Moot point, foul ball, full count remains. Mesher in left is shaded toward the line a few more steps now after that ground ball foul by Foss to third. 3-2 pitch by Middendorf. Game on the line. He winds, fires. A fisted foul in the air into the dugout to the right. Still 3-2. Foss continues to hang around. He has walked, struck out, and grounded to Billing. 0-2 officially. Very good hitting. Clay Anderson on deck. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Jared Middendorf with a stellar pitching effort. The junior left-hander was marvelous. He came back strong. Shaky in the first two frames. Gave up a run to Trinity in the fifth. And the Trojans, heartbroken, wander belatedly out of their dugout to the right. And the Redskins mob each other at the pitching mound all over Jared Middendorf. He sparkled here today for Fort Loramie. The Redskins with some late-inning heroics again here at the state tournament. turn back Trinity with a comeback effort. 2-1 our final score. Fort Loramie defeating Minster 7-5 in the regional semifinal, getting two in the top of the seventh, and then defeating Cincinnati Christian in the regional championship after falling behind by scores of 4-0 and 6-1. Won that one 8-7. And here today, after the fifth inning, Fort Loramie trailed 1-0 against an imposing fireballing left-hander from Trinity. But the Redskins stretched out a couple of runs in the sixth and seventh. One in the sixth on a Carter Mesher bunt single and a C.J. Billing triple to deep center. And then a run in the top of the seventh to win it when Mike Hoying was hit by a pitch. And later in the inning, Shane Hilgefort drove a sack fly to medium deep right field along the line. And Jared Middendorf finishes his act with a strikeout in the seventh inning. In fact, Middendorf was excellent down the stretch. He retired the last seven in a row to close the deal. Wound up making fewer pitches than did Trinity starter. Congratulations to first-year head coach Jeff Sanders and the Fort Loramie Redskins, who crank out a gritty 2-1 win today over Trinity. And that's as good a way to describe it as any, I think, Matt. Gritty, Fort Loramie, getting on any way imaginable. That's baseball, a pop bunt single by Carter Mesher in the top of the sixth. He winds up scoring. That pop bunt made the pitcher come off the mound and leap for the ball. He couldn't catch it. It fell to the turf. Mesher beat it easily. Then Billing scored him from second later in the frame with a long triple to deep center. The hit batsman, Mike Hoying, took one for the team with one out in the top of the seventh. He advanced to third eventually in the inning, or did his pinch runner,
yes,
who eventually scored on a very well-executed sack fly by Shane Hilgefort. The bottom of the order wins the game for the Redskins here in the top of the seventh inning. And wow, was Jared Middendorf lights out as he advances to 7-2 on the season.
And like you said, Jack, that final run there in the seventh inning came without a hit.
Yep.
It's just good execution. Like you said, they took advantage of it. What it was actually scored a pass ball, and it got the sacrifice fly when they needed to. Pushed across the winning run, and it's a win for the Redskins.
Redskins had in this game only, what, one, two, three, four hits?
Four hits.
A bunt single by Carter Mesher. He scored a run. C.J. Billing a triple in the sixth to score Mesher. A single in the fifth by Rosengarten. A single in the third by Worman. Worman was retired on a double play. And as Matt so aptly pointed out, baseball is so often small ball, as the Redskins proved true once again in the top of the seventh inning, scoring a run against Trinity to win the game without the aid of a base hit.
And again, great job by Middendorf going the complete game effort, allowing just the three hits and the one run. He walked five, but I think, what, three or four of those were, four were in the first two innings.
Yep.
And ended up with six strikeouts, and he threw 92 pitches for the game, 50 of those for strikes.
And his command improved as the game progressed. Yep, he was spotty early on, couldn't get ahead of the count in the first two innings, but he managed to get his feet under him. He looked confident as the game went on. And his off-speed stuff was excellent. He was able to throw it for strikes. That set up the fastball, because when he threw it, it had more pop than I think the Trinity hitters thought it had. And he was blowing down some Trinity batters in the last three, four innings with the speed of his. The fastball looked quicker because his changeup and curve were superb.
Definitely. And once again, kudos to the Loramie defense. In this game, that double play.
Yeah.
Throwing the runner out at the plate.
Yes.
They only had one error in the contest. It was kind of a rush throw by Billing, but other than that, the Loramie defense was just superb, and that was a big key in this game today.
You make a good point, Matt. That was in the fifth inning when Trinity did score its one run. It almost played at a second, but Fort Loramie cut down. That would be run at the plate with a great relay. Albers to Ratterman to Darren Hoying behind the plate. Runner didn't slide, got down to crouch, didn't hit the deck. I think he would have been out anyway. Two great throws. Long single to left center, nearly got up the gap. But the runner for Trinity couldn't score. Fort Loramie cut him down at the second. That was Trinity's attempt at a second run in that inning. And that would have made the score 2-0. Might have been a tougher comeback bid before Fort Loramie had the Redskins been down 2-0 entering the sixth. But Fort Loramie's defense did come up big. Yes, the one error, but other than that, Fort Loramie was darn near spectacular defensively, making every other play.
Yeah, Carter Mesher made a couple of really nice plays in left field.
He
cut off a ball that could have been a double. The one double that they did have, they almost got him at second on that play.
Yeah.
Like I said, the defense and the pitching in Middendorf really came up big in the late innings.
Again, Matt, Fort Loramie's schedule, very competitive. Coming into the game today, 25-6, having won 19 of 21. Fort Loramie exuding confidence, having lost just, two games in the last 2 months plus.
Yeah, they started, 6-4 on the season?
Yes.
But everybody was struggling kind of those first couple, 3 weeks. Just the weather was so bad that everybody wasn't getting games in. Once you started playing almost every day like Loramie did there from about mid to late April on, you started getting into a rhythm and things started going clicking for them.
Yeah, ranked clubs like Versailles in Division III, St. Henry and New Bremen in Division IV. Minster was played three times by Fort Loramie, including the tournament contest. A late-season game against Coldwater, one against Kenton Ridge, an opener against Chaminade, a game against Fairborn, which is D1, a contest against Elida. And not to mention Rushi and Anna in the Shelby County League, wound up being a three-way tie. The Redskins' schedule, when you start to examine it, it was pretty stringent, and it's paying dividends here in the tournament.
And a lot of these kids have been involved in big contests with football and basketball and that sort of thing. And then I'm sure seeing their neighbors, their two neighbors, Rushi and Minster, come here last year, they may not have been here, but they maybe talked to those guys, got an idea of what the experience would be like, and I'm sure that probably helped for today.
And following up on your point, Matt, in the last 11 years, Fort Loramie's won the state championship here twice in 07 and 10, Minster three times, including last year. So of the last 11 seasons, on six occasions, the state champ has come from the Southwest region, six of the last 11 years here in D4, either Fort Loramie or Minster. And the Redskins have got a chance on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock to make it 6 of 12, 3 Fort Loramie, 3 Minster state titles in the last dozen years. Wouldn't that ever be a feat? Southwest region dominance in Division IV baseball.
For two schools that are 2 miles apart?
2.5.
If that.
Yeah. I'm going to let you think for a moment about the Clancy stars of the game. Give it some thought. I'm going to run down our sponsors and let our listeners know that we will be on the web here on scoresbroadcast.com at 9:45 a.m. on Saturday morning. We might have a more extensive pregame on Saturday, perhaps. We could be on the web online on the internet here on Scores Broadcast as early as 9:40. First pitch at 10. Fort Loramie against the Hicksville White Oak winner. Those two teams ranked in the top 10 all year long. White Oak number one a few weeks, closed the year number one, I believe. Hicksville ranked in the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th area all year long in Division 4. Fort Loramie was 15 in the last poll. Minster was 14. So the Redskins will get a top 10 team, maybe the top ranked team in the state, on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie as well. Shout out to Nrushi, to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Nrushi. Thank you, Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. That's the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Get connected to your VA benefits. Find out about your veterans' benefits and contact the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282, 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission has been on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com for two full seasons now. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Carl Arns, now the man in charge at Brookins. He's tweaked the menu a little bit. Same great food, same fun, family-friendly atmosphere. You'll love Brookins in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, about whom we spoke there during the fifth inning, I think. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between south of Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his very best shot. These anchor underwriting sponsors, gratitude to the Sydney Daily News, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Our Clancy stars of the game, Matt, you might have a few to highlight for us.
The first one I'd like to talk about would be Carter Mesher. A couple really nice plays in left field. And with one out in the sixth inning, he got the rally started. Yeah, it wasn't the prettiest bunt single in the world, but he was able to get on, and he was able to score on the billing triple. Going into that sixth inning, it was looking pretty bleak for the Redskins, down 1-0. Really hadn't done a whole lot against Visha. But for him to get on and start that rally, start that comeback, I think he's one of our Clancy's players of the game. Obviously, Middendorf, the way he struggled those first two innings, boy, I didn't know. It was looking bleak for
yes.
the Redskins. But over those last five innings, he was impressive. He was very impressive.
He sparkled.
Yes.
He came on strong, got his feet under him, developed confidence, was very sure of himself, and had Trinity off balance the last four or five innings.
And I'd also like to give a little shout for Darren Hoyne, the catcher. He's not in the lineup. He's DH'd four.
Yes.
So he doesn't have the offensive numbers, but to be able to work with Middendorf and to work through those early problems and get going, because Lorman never came out for a visit, did they?
Right.
That whole game. So that must mean that your catcher must be doing a good job mm-hmm. of working with your pitcher, working through those early problems, and getting him settled down and pitch the way he did the last five innings. And then also with that tag at the plate, yeah, it wasn't a very close play, but it's not easy to be able to look to try to catch the ball and then turn and make the tag and to do it like he did in great fashion to cut down that potential second run was a big play in this game.
Yep, you put the highlight on several Redskins. They are our Clancy stars of the game. Redskins win it in comeback fashion. The Cardiac Kids, 2-1, Fort Loramie over Trinity. Our stars of the game highlighted by Clancy's. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, Matt, I was preparing myself fairly late in the game to talk about the Redskins' fortunes next year should they have lost this game. Only four seniors to start. The four seniors, Austin Siegel, Nolan Holdhouse, Dylan Albers, Mike Hoing, the last two are in the starting lineup. But this junior-laden club lives for another day and gets to compete on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock for the state championship.
Like you said, what a run for Fort Laramie. Like you said, 6-4 at one point. Had got beaten badly at home to Rushi. Things didn't look too good for him, but
nope.
Boy, these last 5-6 weeks, the Redskins have really turned it on.
20-2 over the last 22 games for the Redskins. They're riding a high, and they are playing excellent baseball, doing all the little things you have to do to win games, and clutch hitting, and they got that again today from C.J. Billing. He has been marvelous here in the tournament at the plate, and Jared Middendorf with a dazzling effort on the mound as he goes the distance. Redskins move into the state championship game, 9:40 webcast time on Saturday morning against White Oak or Hicksville. And Trinity, which had a great season, bows out at 22-4. Trinity, unranked all year long, played a strong Division 1, 2, 3 schedule in addition to a collection of D4s, a club that participates in the white division of a league which is referred to, I think, as the North Coast Conference. Yeah.
Going in, how many strikeouts did you say that he was averaging, Fisher?
He was averaging 10 per 7 innings. Fort Laramie got the bat on the ball.
He only had 4 today.
Yeah. And right away, early on, you could tell the Redskins were getting piece after piece of his fastball. Only 4 Ks, as you said. Yeah, Fort Laramie was a bit late early on, fouling off some balls. Then eventually, as Vicious started to tire, the Redskins started to make even better contact. It was the Billing triple, which tied it, and then small ball was executed to perfection in the 7th. Redskins with a run without a hit to win the game.
Exactly. And now that's been 3 straight one-run games here in the Division 4 state tournament. The second semifinal last year was the Rushi-Dalton game, which ended up 7-6. And then, of course, the state championship last year with Rushi and Minster,
yeah,
with Minster winning 2-1. And now the Redskins win here 2-1 over Trinity.
And the
will the trend continue come Saturday?
The finest of margins decides baseball at any level, especially here at the high school Division IV level. The margin of error can be so small, one little mistake. The base running error by Trinity may have cost the Trojans a run. The missed pop-up on Mesher's bunt. The catcher couldn't reel in the catch. Mesher with a timely steal of second, timing the vaunted left-hander beautifully and stealing second. All those little things
add up.
Yes, and they were the difference. Timely hitting, timely pitching, obviously. Billing and Middendorf, and it all presented itself in the end as a Fort Laramie victory by a 2-1 count. You weren't real confident after 5 innings the way Vishu was pitching. He'd given up just a couple of hits to that point, and he was on a roll leading 1-0. Although, as we noted seconds ago, Trinity missed a shot at a second run in the bottom of the 5th. But the Redskins can hit the gap with the long ball to plate somebody. They can play small ball and beat you with the sacrifice. They got the sacrifice bunt. Well, more or less it was a sacrifice bunt by Mesher, which was a bunt single for him. He was bunting to get on in the sixth, but he bunted for a base hit to spark that rally, and then a sack fly to right in the seventh and won the game. That's baseball.
Yep.
Execution.
You just never know.
No, execution. Enjoyed it, Matt. We return on Saturday morning at 9:40 in hopes of bringing home a state championship for the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Sounds great.
A lot of fun. Thanks so much to our sponsors. We've tracked them down numerous times throughout the webcast. We ran them down momentarily just a few minutes ago. Special mention of these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at TomJerry's.com. And in Rushi, shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Both have been on board with us now for a couple years. Thanks so much to Ken Francis at the Francis Schulze Company and Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum. A lot of fun here today as the skies lit up with sun about the time Fort Loramie scored the go-ahead run and nailed down the victory in the seventh. For Chuck McBee, who had to be at his real job today from 8 to 5, for Matt Zerker, who is alongside keeping the scorebook and stats and manning the engineering controls, and for Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Jack Kramer is saying good afternoon to all of you, to the many, many listeners on the internet who joined us from West Central Ohio, throughout the Buckeye State, from all over the United States, and from around the world, including Jared Hoing in South Korea, who tuned in once again as he did last Friday. We salute you all. Thank you for joining us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Once again, the final score, the Fort Loramie Redskins in the state semifinal come from behind to nip Trinity and advance to the state championship on Saturday morning. The final tally, Redskins 2, Trinity 1.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.